victim of an opportunistic burglary. It's not nice to have someone in your house, particularly when you've been in it. And it's even less nice that they ignite a kitchen drawer and leave them placed so that they can threaten you if you on their getaway. But I'm not the only person in this country who's been a victim of crime. Even greater sympathy in the future with people who are. And now we get on campaigning, as they used to say before Tony Blair, things can only get better today. Thank you very much.
Are there any sensitive documents though?
There were no sensitive documents at all. There were a number of documents in the house, but nothing was taken there, which leads us all to believe it was entirely opportunistic.
Do you feel you're a victim of Labour's failing
policy? No, I'm just the same victim as everybody else who's a victim of people who have no respect for the law or other people's property or, in extreme circumstances, other people's safety. So it's not a very nice feeling, but it's no different from anybody else who's been a victim of crime.
Okay, did you need
so I'm not discussing any details, obviously, because police are investigating. I'm sure you'll understand. The Armed Forces Manifesto is now out there for everybody to see, and it's an important piece of how we help restore the military covenant. I'm very sorry that I wasn't able to do it personally, but I'm now going off down to North Somerset to my constituency and to Bristol for the leaders' debate tonight. So it's back to business as usual, in as much as we can have business as usual when you've had to have all the locksmiths in two houses in Sydney.
Have you lost any material for the ladies' debate at all?
Sorry?
Have you lost any material for the ladies' debate
no.
at all?
No, not at all. None whatsoever.
Will you go off and take the camera to protect police numbers now? Is that what you want to say?
I'm not intending to turn what is a unpleasant personal episode into a political stunt. Right?